Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. Welcome to Feedback. 7 minutes after 8 a.m. It's Tuesday. This is Feedback. 715-845-2155. All right, let's start off this morning by talking about the gubernatorial challenger, and mainly I just like the word gubernatorial. Burke is talking about Scott Walker not having a position. Listen, Scott Walker says his current views on gay marriage are not relevant to the debate over a federal court ruling that was struck down Wisconsin's constitutional amendment banning same-sex unions. The governor of Wisconsin has come out and said, listen, this is an issue of the law being interpreted and being applied. There is no room for the governor to be meddling with this with his personal opinions. And I agree. There are times when personal opinion, listen, when you're talking about the law, personal opinion stays out of this completely.
I would agree that the governor has no place in trying to get laws changed or federal law changed, but he does. It does give him a convenient out that he doesn't have to give his personal views on an issue that many people would be interested in.
He
his
has
personal
made his
views.
Views clear before in the past. He has supported certain aspects. He has made speeches. He has talked. He does not have to come out in any way, shape, form, or fashion and say yes, this, no, that. None. Anybody with half a brain, even a quarter of a brain, can understand where Walker stands on gay marriage, where Walker stands on abortion, all the emotional hot-button issues that are going to be dredged up and used as fodder in the upcoming election. It does not take a brain surgeon or a rocket scientist to figure any of this out.
Well, you know that the fodder, as you so put it, will be used in the other direction as well.
Of course, of course. Now, the thing that the reason I bring this up, Burke's comments are another example of the left using emotional rhetoric to make a connection to the heart of the voter and not being factual. The facts are the governor should not infuse his personal opinions in this matter. It should be left to the court system. It should be left to the judges to fight this out and allow the courts to battle it out. The governor needs to tap his hands and walk away as far as his personal opinion. The suggestion by Burke that he should do other is a very clear indicator that she believes, and probably would be, should she get into the gubernatorial office, to get into the governor's mansion, that she would be an activist governor.
Well, it may indicate that in your mind, but it could also indicate that these are hot-button issues, as you put it, and voters should have some idea. And I agree with you that most people should know how Scott Walker feels about gay marriage at this point in time. But opinions on hot-button issues should be out there. The voters should know how these candidates are going to stand on issues like this.
When there comes a time for a debate, should there be one between these two, then that's the appropriate time to say, Governor Walker, how do you feel about gay marriage? Ms. Burke, how do you feel about abortion? We need to have that would be the appropriate time. But when the governor is asked if his opinion makes a hill of beans of difference in a court decision, the answer is no.
Well, you understand that there is going to be tons of political advertising. We're going to have it here on this radio station that is going to tie Mary Burke to gay marriage and use that as a negative in the advertising's mind.
You're not revealing anything, are you?
What?
Just asking. So anyway,
what are you talking about?
The issue that is coming up is a non-issue. Burke is not correct in forcing the governor to try and make an appeal. It's inappropriate.
No one's forcing him to do anything.
She's trying in the court of public opinion to make him look bad, and she's been, and it makes her look silly.
No, it doesn't.
It's for those that are common sense driven.
No, don't start that.
For those
don't
that are emotional
that. Don't
driven,
start that crap.
It's beautiful.
Don't
it's
start
exactly
that.
The way it's
don't
always done.
Don't start that crap that anyone who disagrees with your position is
I
not using common
that.
Sense. Yes,
I
you did.
I didn't say
yes,
that.
Yes, you did. You do
I
it every time.
Anyone with any common sense already knows what the governor's position is. Period. You know what the position is. To try and get him to be an activist governor or try and make it look like he doesn't care because he's not is ridiculous. Let's go to the phones. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind? What's your name?
My name's Bruce.
Bruce, what can we do for you?
Well, I was just listening exactly, and you're exactly right. I mean, all she's trying to do is trap the governor into going one way or another on it. And for one, it's not an issue. It's got nothing to do with the economy.
You don't think gay marriage in Wisconsin is not going to be an issue in the gubernatorial race?
No.
Exactly.
His opinion is not an issue.
It's got nothing to do with running the economy or taking care of the state of Wisconsin.
Nope.
They want to make it an issue because that's what they do, Tom.
Oh, that's what they do.
Exactly.
Okay. And Republicans never make hot-button social issues an issue, abortion and tons of others that I could name.
We usually don't
bring it to the forefront. We usually fight back when we're accused of it.
Well, no, hang on a second. Tom, you're using the old fifth grade response. Well, they did it, so we should be able to.
Well,
that's childish.
You dismiss anything that one, you know, and you don't do it.
I dismiss foolishness. I dismiss childish, immature, emotional behavior.
In your mind. Some of these issues need some emotion. Some of these issues need some emotion.
They need facts. And you're talking like
logic and facts and emotion are two separate things that they can't exist together.
They can, as long as you do not allow emotion and image to be the driver over information and facts. It cannot be image over substance. That is the foolish way to run anything. Sir, go ahead. I'm stepping all over your time.
I think it's just another ploy to separate people, you know, to get people at each other's throats and divide the state. That's how, you know, that's what they're going to do. It's going to happen.
Candidates show the difference in the two positions of candidates in order to make themselves and show voters where they differ from the other candidate. That's a legitimate way of running a campaign.
As far as I think it's just a hot issue for the Democrats because they know it'll get people divided. And I don't think it does any good for our state, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. Thank you very much for calling in, my friend. I appreciate it. Let's go to, Chris, I hate to do that. I'm sorry, Chris. I accidentally hung up on you. I apologize. Call back because I hit the wrong button. I apologize. I meant to hit the connect and I hit the disconnect. I apologize. It is critically important for candidates to share their views when running for office. Absolutely. I agree. But the issue that I brought up and the issue at hand is simply this. The governor's opinion on gay marriage is now a moot point. It has no effect on the law and should not influence judges' decisions.
I agree with that, but
okay,
I think the voters of Wisconsin would like to know where their governor stands on these issues.
If you've been living under a rock, you don't know. You're outrageous. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Hi, my name's Chris.
Chris, thank you very much for calling back, brother. I'm sorry I hung up on you.
Don't
take
it
personally,
okay?
It was probably Tom. Let me just blame Tom. Tom did it.
All right, well, here's what I think. I think that actually, to a point, both Burke and Walker are correct.
Okay, which side? Talk to me about Burke being correct first. How so?
All right, the way I see it is that in the matter of public opinion, that people do want to hear how a politician weighs in on certain issues that are current and that are relevant. I mean, we only just passed this ban on gay marriage in the that we just added it to the Constitution in 2006. So the fact that public opinion in the nation has changed in the last 8 years makes it a relevant discussion. So to a point, it's important that our leaders talk about these issues and talk about how they view how they view and how they stand on it, because that will resonate with people, especially the undecided crowd, as to which way they're going to sway.
Okay,
but
now only, I contend...
Nothing more to that.
Okay, I contend that Walker has made his position clear. And the other side to that is if there is any doubt about where he stands, then a debate when it comes to running for governor, that's a great opportunity for the moderator to ask a blunt question and put Walker on the put him on the spot and say, okay, I want to know exactly... I think he's made his position clear. But, all right, now, with the point being made, you made the point for Burke. Make the point for Walker. What you said he was also right. How so?
Walker is right in that how politicians view social issues, it shouldn't be important to a degree. The reason why it shouldn't be important is because it's like you said, what the governor exactly says, he can't make his word be law. We don't live in a type of government where that's allowed.
Right.
So politicians on any level, their opinions can't directly influence legislation or Supreme Court decisions.
Right.
So to that point, I agree with Walker in that he's correct that, but that he shouldn't, that his opinion shouldn't be relevant.
Gotcha. All
to
right.
that point.
All right. Chris, thank you very much for listening to the program. Thanks for calling in. Do we have anybody? Got anybody else up on the thing? Bill. Bill, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Well, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Seth, I don't think I agree with you on this one.
Okay.
I really think that Walker has a responsibility to respond to current issues. And for one reason is that if you look at the national scene, we see people with so-called evolving positions. You said, and you feel that, well, Walker's answered this. Well, Walker isn't Hillary, but on the other hand, Hillary's position is evolving. So what about Walker?
So you think that there may be a question as to whether or not he is changing his mind, becoming maybe making a softer stance? Is that the issue that you think needs to be addressed?
If we look at a lot of the other things that we thought about Walker, we're starting to wonder, you know, just how conservative is he? And other issues, well, what about right to work? What about public-private partnerships? What about Agenda 21? What about Common Core?
Mm-hmm.
And what about selling land to aliens? I mean, there's a lot of, you can call them hot topic issues, but Walker's not going to respond to any of these. He's only going to talk about the economy. And that may be a good, I'm not even saying it's a good political strategy. It's a political strategy because we learned that from the Clinton campaign when James Carville said, it's the economy, stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And sadly, it has become mostly about the economy. But there are a whole lot of people out here that care more about the economy, and they understand that what would it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lost his own soul?
Amen, brother. Thank you. I appreciate you calling in. Thanks for listening to the program. All right, with that, let's take a break. We will be back in mere moments. 715-845-2155.
I felt really compelled to call on my way into work.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
Hey, what's wrong with that?
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome back to Feedback. 715-845-2155. Let's go to the phones, and I believe, Dan, you've been waiting on hold.
Yeah, that's all right. I'm used to it. I drive a truck. I got to wait on everybody.
thanks for waiting. What can we do for you?
Yeah, in regards to the whole issue, whether or not Scott Walker should voice his opinion or not, in my opinion, voicing his opinion is not a bad thing, so long as he gives the caveat that he also makes sure that he's following the wishes of the people he's governing.
I agree.
It is a democracy.
Republic.
Right. Well, a republic, yes. It is. It's not a bad thing for people to hear it every now and then. It's kind of a reassurance in an issue.
Mm-hmm.
However, if he is also going to be walking on the national stage,
mm-hmm.
make sure that he's letting the national stage know that he's there to work for them. Not like the imperious one we've got now.
Gotcha. I think that's a very good point. Thank you, Dan, for calling in.
Yes,
stay
sir.
Safe.
Well, that
stay
may safe. Be one of the reasons why he wants to stay mum on this issue now is he is going to run for president, and his views on these issues are going to have to become national news at some point, or will be talked about by the national pundits. And yes, we in Wisconsin might know where Scott Walker stands on some of these issues, but nationally, voters probably don't know Scott Walker that well yet.
Not yet. Not yet. The mainstream media has been reticent to talk about Walker. There's been some unique and very successful measures that he's had here in this state. He's done a great job. And the national media doesn't want to tout him. Oh, look what this guy in Wisconsin has done when our boy in D.C. has crapped all over everything. That doesn't work. The last caller made a very good point, that if an individual is going to be running for office, his job is to represent the people that vote him into office and to bring their wants, desires, wishes, etc., to the political process.
What happens?
That's the Republic.
What happens when the views of the people who voted for a politician don't match the majority of views of the people of the state or the
country?
Like,
what do you mean?
Well, the majority, and it's not a big majority, I don't think, at this point, but the majority of people in Wisconsin are in favor of getting rid of the gay marriage ban.
And so allowing gay marriage.
Yes. Most of the people who voted for Scott Walker would disagree with
that. I don't think
it
is a majority. I do not believe that
most polls have shown, I think, that it's not a big majority, but it's more than 50%. I'll look at what the latest poll numbers are.
Oh, that would be a change. Let's go to the phones. Jeannie, thanks for calling. What can we do for you?
Well, I feel Mary Burke is just trying to bully Governor Walker into a response that I think he does not have to give. Basically, his job is to enforce the laws of Wisconsin as our governor, and that is the bottom line.
Yeah. In this particular instance, you are 100% correct. Burke is being politically opportunistic. The governor is correct. His opinion does not matter when it comes to making a legal court decision. It is up to the courts. And that's what our governor has said, that his opinion is irrelevant when it comes to the courts making their decision, and he should not be an activist governor. The challenger, Burke, is just like a buzzard picking at a carcass, trying to find bones and meat on the bone, is trying to find something to grab onto in a political debate. And this is what she's decided to hold on to. And it's weak, and it reemphasizes the left deals in emotion.
Correct.
The right deals in facts. And this is my point that I've been making the whole time. Thank you, Jeannie, for calling in. I appreciate it.
Have a nice day.
You too. All right, last phone call of this segment, then we're going to move on. Greg, what's on your mind?
Yeah, just real quick, governors or presidents or anybody don't govern to opinion or polls. They govern to law, according to my books. And unlike what they do in Washington, where
the law is going to be found to be unconstitutional. I think that's a given.
I'm not sure,
but that doesn't matter until it does. He stated that. He said it doesn't matter what he thinks or what he says. The law is the law. Right now, it's illegal until it's changed. So it's just my opinion.
Got it.
All right, thanks.
Greg, thank you very much for calling in. And as always, everybody, thank you for listening to the program. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, one of the things that I would like to bring up and discuss is Obama is sending some troops to Iraq. What are they doing? What is their assignment? How long are they going to be there? Boy, those questions sound familiar, don't they? WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, this is Feedback. We'll be right back.
Severe weather updates on WSAU.com. And on air at AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.